Every word that comes out of your mouth should be true. In other words, basically, the basic teaching that we all learn in Sunday school, not to tell lies, has a lot of truth behind it. If we do not lie, then every word that comes out of our mouth is true. This clears the way. It clears out all the garbage, or a lot of the garbage, so that the things that's in the way of manifestation begins to clear. Now, I think everybody here understands acupuncture points in the body. Acupuncture points are created by many lines of force crisscrossing. They crisscross, maybe you have 100 different lines of force, or maybe even 1,000. They crisscross, they produce an acupuncture point, which is a point of power. And in our lives, we have all kinds of crisscrossing of energy. Energy that's from within ourselves and from outside of ourselves. So if we want to materialize something, we have to deal with all these crisscrossing lines of force. And first of all, we have to clear up the lines of force within us. That every time we say something that is not true or make a promise that is unfulfilled, this creates, instead of having the lines of force crisscross so that it creates the point of power, the lines begin to miss the point of power. And so the point of power is more difficult to access every time that an untruth comes out of your mouth. So it's important that everything you say be true. Now, does that mean that you should just spill your guts on everything if somebody is fat and they say, do my thighs look fat? Okay. Does that mean you got to be rude to them and say, yeah, they look pretty fat? Does it mean that? What does it mean? What should you do in that case?
Not lie.
Right. So everything you say should be true, but everything that's true you don't have to say. In the book of Proverbs, it says it's the glory of God to conceal a thing. So in other words, everything God says is true, but he doesn't tell us everything that he knows. He conceals many different things, and this is actually, it says, part of the glory of God is that he conceals many things, keeps many things to himself. But when him or a representative were to come and talk to us, everything that he would say would be true. Now, if you're listening to somebody telling the truth, we need to take those things that are spoken and digest them and incorporate them into our lives. And it's important to not misinterpret them. You can even take the words of Jesus in the Bible. Like I was reading about some guy the other day who was one of the Catholic saints. She read that if your right eye offends you, we'll cast it out. Well, she actually took out her own eye, one of the Catholic saints. I thought, wow, boy, that took some guts to do that. But she felt that her eye had offended God, so she actually, yeah, female Catholic. That was one of the reasons she was sainted, because she took out her own eye. So it's interesting that you can read the words of Jesus, which are true, but you can interpret them incorrectly. It's important that we interpret the words correctly, even if they're given to us with 100% truth behind them. Because the trouble with our English language and the human language as a whole is it's not perfect. How many times have you been in an argument with somebody and they're arguing with you and you're listening to that feedback and you think, this guy's arguing about something I never even made the point on. He completely misunderstood me. So you try to clarify it, and then he'll say something like, well, that's not what you said. You said this. Well, no, I didn't say exactly this. I said, no, that's why you said this. And he insists that you said something that you didn't say. And he wants a really hold on to that for some reason. He won't even let you clarify. He will not listen to what you actually mean. And your word is really what you mean, not necessarily how it can be literally interpreted. So it's important that our words, the words that we take them in correctly. Now, almost everybody that you meet is a little bit frustrated that things don't materialize exactly the way that they want, whether it be on the physical level, the emotional level, the relationship level, the spiritual level, the mental level. It's very difficult to get things to materialize the way that you want. The first thing that we established was our word must be true. That's the first thing that we must establish in our lives. That when we give our word or when we speak, our words are true. If when you speak, all your words are true, then it will give all your words much more power than they otherwise would have. So we must be careful how we word everything. And remember, it doesn't mean you have to spill your guts on everything because it's the glory of God to conceal a thing. But what you do reveal, what you do give out, should be true. Now, one of the things that people might think, well, you know, there's sometimes when you actually, almost everybody would say something that's untrue. Suppose you lived in Nazi Germany and the SS troops come knocked on your door and they want your son. Are you going to tell them your son's in the basement? Probably not. You'll probably lie, right? Who wouldn't tell a lie in a case like that? Okay, well, how do you get out of something like that? There is a way out. Because even in a situation like that, you wind up creating a little distortion because you told a lie, a justified lie, but still there's some distortion in a little bit in the universe because you told a lie that you felt you had to tell. So how do you get out of that? You get out of that by looking in the future and seeing the circumstances as they're evolving, and then control the circumstances so you don't put yourself in circumstances where you're going to have to lie. Einstein didn't have to lie because he left Germany before the war. So he was smart enough to smell the coffee and get out, so he didn't have to stay there and lie. And he was able to keep a bright, shining soul about him to the point that he was able to come up with all these great theories. Now, if he would have had to stay there and tell a bunch of lies, he might have had his mind too clouded to come up with the theory of relativity and all these things he came up with. So, but he got out before all the major problems occurred. So that's what we have to do. And this is very difficult for people to do, but it's the problem is hardly anybody makes this effort. You have to look forward in your life the day ahead, 2 days ahead, weeks ahead, months ahead, and sometimes years ahead to be able to plan your life so that you can live the honest life. And if you don't plan your time ahead, then you'll get caught. The most honest man possible, if he's caught in a situation that he didn't have planned out, will wind up saying something that isn't true. This has happened to us all. So even if you believe in honesty, making all your words true, it's very difficult if you're caught in an awkward situation where it seems very advantageous to lie. The person will likely tell a lie without even thinking about it until afterwards you think, oh, it's too bad I had to tell that lie. But this can be avoided by looking in the future and planning your future. So plan your future so that you can always be in situations where you can tell the truth. If you're in a situation like Nazi Germany, you see Hitler rising to power and you think, oh man, this is trouble. Best thing for me and my family to do is get out of here. Okay, and that's what the wise people did that lived in Germany. And there weren't very many of them, but there were a handful that got out because they saw trouble on the horizon. And they didn't have to live in fear and didn't have to be deceitful almost every single day, because there were a lot of people like in Nazi Germany and also places like that. Now we have North Korea and Cuba and different places where there's a lack of freedom, where people have to deceive almost every day, and it's painful for an honest person's soul to live in that circumstance, even if he feels it's justified. It's a terrible thing to have for an honest soul to go through. So the best thing for us is to look ahead, plan our lives so that we can have control. It's the only way to have control of your life. Because if you think you can achieve perfection in honesty just by sheer willpower, we're deceiving ourselves. Because everybody has their limitations. Like Clint Eastwood says, a man's got to recognize his limitations. What a truth to that. A man does have to, woman to ask to recognize their limitations. You have to examine your limitations and say, how far would I have to go in this circumstance before I would cry uncle? Before I would do something that would violate the vibration of my soul if I was in this circumstance? And so examine yourself and see where you're going in life. And if you're going a certain direction, or if it continues, you're going to be in a circumstance where you think, well, I might have to lie if this goes far enough, or I might have to deceive if this goes far enough, or I may have to steal or cheat or whatever if this goes far enough. Okay? The thing to do is to look into the future and plan your future. Now, this is one of the problems we have with big government. As big government becomes more and more intrusive, regular, honest people are forced more and more to lie. Like, probably about 99% of people have lied somewhat on their taxes, you know. You know, well, shall I deduct this or not? Well, I think this is deductible or whatever. So, you know, you have a lot of little gray areas in the taxes. And this is why in a society, if a society is completely free and has the very limited number of regulations, the people will have a lot more soul contact because they won't be under pressure to cheat the system. For instance, under the old Soviet Union, I read a book on how things were there, and just about everybody cheated the system. It was just the thing everybody had to do. If you wanted to survive there, you had to cheat the system. The trouble is, in cheating the system, it's you have to be somewhat deceitful to do that, and so you have to go against somewhat, even though it's justified in your mind. Even though everybody's doing it, it violates the soul vibration somewhat and interferes with it. So this is why it's important, especially where we live in a relatively free country. We can adjust ourselves as much as possible so that our lives are under our control. Our words are under our control. So when we give our word is good. And that's why it's so important to keep our nation free. Because if our nation isn't free, if we are ever put under a greater governmental authority than we are now, everybody's just going to start cheating and deceiving the government more and more and more. And so this isn't good for the people that live there. And you'll notice there's a lot less light where there's more control. Has anyone seen the satellite photographs of North and South Korea? Yeah. They have these on the internet. You might want to look them up sometime. But the satellite photographs, you look at South Korea, it's just full of light. At nighttime, the whole country is just lit up with light. And then you look at North Korea, there's just a dot of light here and there. Just maybe 1% of the lights are on, as in South Korea. And this is symbolic of the light of the people. The light of the people is squashed out because every one of these guys has to deceive, almost every one of them. They all have to fight the system and deceive the system and pretend like they're supporting the system when they don't really feel like it at all. And the amount of light that you see from space is almost symbolic of the soul light that's revealed in the peoples of the two countries. It's like when you see those satellite photos of that light, think of the light of the soul. And it's similar. It's like the few people that have escaped from North Korea, I mean, they don't even understand right and wrong. interviewed a guy on TV a while back that escaped, and he reported his parents to the authorities, and his parents were put to death, and he actually thought he did a good thing. He thought that was good, because the state thought it was good. And he says he's just now, after being free for a number of years, he just kind of dawning on getting the feel that that was wrong, you know. But he couldn't register that that was the wrong thing to do, because the state had just taken the life and light out of the guy and out of its people. So that's why it's freedom is such an important principle to make this key work and to give our words power. So that's really an important principle. Any type of deception puts a wall between you and your soul. So it's important that we be, that every word that comes out of our mouth is true. And why do we trust God or representative of God? Because we believe that every word that comes out of his mouth is true. Now, there are a lot of people around that say, well, even God lies. You know, well, if he does, and he appears to you, and if he lies every now and then, like every fifth time, how do you know that this isn't the fifth time, if you get a vision from God? How do you know it's true then? We have faith in God because his word is true. And if we want to be like God, we have to make sure our word is true. Now, in the scriptures, it says it's the glory of God to conceal a thing. In other words, all of God's words are true, but he doesn't tell us everything that he knows. There's a lot of mysteries that he hasn't revealed to us. And it's part of the glory of God that a lot of these things are concealed, because he can reveal them at the right moment when he sees an opportunity to increase his glory. And so it's important that that we copy God in this way, is that every word, you don't have to spill your guts on everything. If some female asks you if her thighs are too big, you just be careful.
It's no good answer.
Change the subject. Just don't lie. Say, so you look just wonderful the way you are in my eyes, you know, or whatever. But it's important that every word that comes out of your mouth is literally true, as much as it can. And every promise that you make, you keep. And if you do that, you'll be on the path of liberation. There's nothing that will take you on the path of liberation more than having your word be true. And this is what has caused the downfall of many great men in history, even people sent on a mission with a great spiritual value have fallen down in this particular area and have not been true to their word and have felt it was important to lie to cover things up. All of us have breaking points. All of us could be tortured enough so we'd say most anything if we're tortured enough and long enough. All of us could fall in one way or another. So we have to understand where our limitations are and not let those limitations be reached. And this is one of the things that causes the downfall of so many people, is they see themselves as beyond limitations. And then when their limitations are reached, they take a course that they didn't plan on. What do you do when you break your limitations? Well, the best you can do is, like the scriptures say, repent. Repent means to change directions. Change directions. Once you make a mistake, well, you just say, well, that was a mistake. I'll have to not make that again.
Do you try to repair and fix that mistake?
If you can, yeah. Sometimes you can't. If you can't, well, you just move ahead and do your best. Other times you can, like if you steal some money from somebody, you can pay the money back. If you hurt somebody's feelings, sometimes you can't always repair that. But there are things you can repair and things you can't repair. If you're responsible for something you don't get around to in this life, then karma will bring it back to you in another life, but there's no way of getting around repairing everything eventually. Eventually, everything gets ironed out.
Thanks for listening to the New Age Christian Synthesis podcast. If what you heard rang true and you'd like to find out more, please visit J.J. Dewey's website at freeread.com. That's F-R-E-E-R-E-A-D.com.